This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As one surveys the American corporate landscape, there are a few CEOs out there as successful, as influential, as powerful as Roger Ailes, the founder and president of Fox News. He started in daytime television with Mike Douglas back in the 60s, got into politics with Richard Nixon, and since starting Fox News in 1996, has built it into a multi-billion dollar business and a huge political force. Gabriel Sherman covers the media for New York Magazine, and he's out with his first book. It's called, about, rather, Ailes and the Rise of Fox News. It's called The Loudest Voice in the Room, How the Brilliant, Bombastic Roger Ailes Built Fox News and Divided a Country. Gabriel, it's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
What's he really doing, Roger Ailes? Is he, as you say in the subtitle of your book, dividing the country, or is he being a really smart businessman in a time of declining television ratings?
He's doing both. I mean, he has reversed the economics of the TV news business by revolutionizing how news is packaged. He's, by using politics, he's figured out a business model that has allowed his network to generate twice the ratings of his competitors, CNN and MSNBC, as well as his profits exceed all of cable news and the broadcast evening news networks combined. So as a business story, it is an unparalleled success.
It seems to be basically he's got one rule, which is manage by fear. It's been remarkably successful both in ratings and profits and his professional success, but also in the loyalty. And this is a loaded word and people are going to write in about this, about the sycophancy that people within the Fox unit regard him.
Mm-hmm. There is a charisma about him that when you are in the family, you know, I think of Fox News like a family. And Roger Ailes is undeniably the head of that family. You know, they joke inside Fox News that the best show on the network is actually the 8 a.m. news meeting in Roger Ailes' office, where he monologues about the headlines and sets the kind of the message for the day. And he'll say things like, the Obama White House hates capitalism. Or one of my favorites is when he's monologuing about the ills of green energy. He'll say, you know, no one has died from nuclear power, but 15 people have been chopped up by those damn windmills. And so at one point, there was even a thought inside the company to put a camera in that room. And they thought it would be the best way to get ratings. I think that is a vivid example of his force of his personality, which is what makes him such a successful manager.
How directly is what we see on Fox News attributable to that 8 a.m. meeting and his personal political viewpoints?
Unquestionably, the entire network, from the colors on the screens to the right-wing blurbs that flash across the bottom of the screens, those are all recreated in his image.
Is his goal then, as you see it in this book and the, 3 years that you spent reporting it, is his goal to push his political agenda because its popularity makes him and Rupert Murdoch money? Or is he making money so that he can push his political agenda?
I think there's a dance between those two things. I think without the profits, he has no ability to push his agenda. So Fox News is undeniably a business. It generates more than $1 billion of profit for Rupert Murdoch's, the parent company, 21st Century Fox Group. That said, the network exists to advance Roger Ailes' personal political agenda, which is right-wing politics. And what I report in the book is, in fact, Fox News has surpassed the GOP in terms of driving a message for where conservatives in America want their politicians to lead them. Fox News is more powerful than the GOP. Roger Ailes, in fact, joked after the 2012 election that the GOP couldn't organize a one-car funeral. So I think you see the kind of the power and the ego that his position allows him.
Is he giving his customers, his viewers, what they want, or is he telling them what they ought to want?
Well, that's the genius of the slogan, "We Report, You Decide," because no one wants to be told that they're getting kind of prepackaged spin. They want to feel like they're coming to the conclusions themselves. So the genius of the "We Report, You Decide" slogan is that he allowed his audience to feel that they were coming to the conclusions themselves. And it's been incredibly successful in building a loyal audience. You know, Fox News viewers watch the network longer, far longer than CNN and MSNBC viewers. And at one point early in the network's history, they had a static Fox News logo in the lower left side of the screen. And they started getting complaints from viewers who were calling in to say that when they turned their TV off at night, the ghost image of the Fox News logo had been burned onto their TV screen. So they the graphics department at Fox developed a spinning logo that now, you know, you see it spins like a screensaver, because the viewers were so hooked on it. And that is the genius of the marketing strategy.
I don't know if you were trying to do this or if it just that's the way the words, you know, came out of your computer. But you managed somehow, after spending 400-ish pages painting a picture of a guy who was bombastic and ruthless and egotistical and driven and mean, to make us feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm. There is a deep sadness to where Roger Ailes has come to in his life. He sees the America that he grew up in Northeast Ohio in the 1940s and 50s slipping away. He has said it in meetings with his top advisors that he sees it as his role to save the republic. And to me, it's a portrait of a man who is sitting atop an empire with a crumbling foundation, and he's clinging to power. And that's a very noble quest, but you can see that the end is at some point in sight. And that's a human story. That's not a political story. That's not a media story. Fundamentally, at the heart of my book, it's a human story. And he's a great American icon who has revolutionized the spheres of media and politics. And no matter what readers' political stripes are, I thought if I could make it a compelling human story, I could show them how he recreated these fields.
The book by Gabriel Sherman about Roger Ailes is called The Loudest Voice in the Room. It is, I will tell you, a fascinating read. Gabe, thanks a lot.
Thanks again.